Fontes, podcast di cultura pagana del Giorno Pagano Europeo della Memoria. Hello everybody, this is Manuela Simeoni speaking, who welcomes you to this episode of Fontes, Radio GPM's podcast about pagan culture. This is the first episode in English, and I hope this will help to know more about the European Pagan Memory Day project. At the beginning, I didn't want to record an English podcast because I don't feel enough confident in my English pronunciation, so this will be more a lecture than a real radio program. Anyway, I hope you will understand me and enjoy this podcast. I'll try to translate every episode of Fontes from now on. I would like also to remind that you can find site and radio updatings on our blog http://paganmemoryday.blogspot.com, of course in English language. Now, let's start the new episode of Fontes. In the month of February, we usually talk about the project of the European Pagan Memory Day. I insist on the fact that this is a project and not only the mere celebration of a memory day. Our aim is to allow pagan people to put in touch with pagan past in order to reconstruct the future of paganism. The project develops in cycles. Each cycle lasts 1 year and is called a Pagan Memory Year that begins on the 24th of February, the European Pagan Memory Day, and ends on the 15th of February of next year, the day in which the last pagan country in Europe, I mean Lithuania, officially converted to Christianity and set off the last pagan fire in Europe, the fire of the god Perkūnas in Vilnius. Between the end of 1 year and the beginning of the other, there are a few days that represent the darkness in which the ancient European pre-Christian religions fell under the arrival of monotheism. The third Pagan Memory Day has just begun, so this is the moment to consider what we did during last year and what we want to do during this year. First of all, we must say that this year we established a pagan memory calendar, associating to every month of the year, except for August, a matter to deal with. We published it on our blog, but I repeat it there. On February, we talk about the European Pagan Memory Day project. On March, about the feminine element in ancient religions. On April, about the demonization of paganism. On May, about gods and goddesses. On June, about the relations between paganisms. On July and on August, about the rebirth, renewal of paganism. On September, about actions against pagans. On October, about pagan practices and worships. On November, about paganisms and the nature around. On December, about the embezzlement of paganism. On January, about paganism and modern society. During the second Pagan Memory Year, we developed a lot Radio GPM. This name means Pagan Memory Day Radio. I thought it wasn't useful to change the name only because there are Italian initials, that is G like giorno, that means day, P like pagano, that means pagan, and M like memoria, memory. If you think anyway that we should change the radio's name and create another virtual radio for English broadcasting, please contact us through our blog. Radio GPM has 3 programs in Italian and this new one in English, that is the first change of this third Pagan Memory year. Last year, we created the program Cantami o Diva in Italian, that narrates in a few minutes every month an ancient myth. Another program is Ritorno ad Alessandria, that means Back to Alexandria, the ancient city famous for its library. It's a podcast about books and information. This year, this program dealt with the matter of finding information using catalogs and the internet in the episodes of The Pagan Looking for Information, and also opened a blog, in Italian too, to review new and old interesting books. Approximately in April, Ritorno ad Alessandria will come back with new episodes about the myth in literature. For this third Pagan Memory year, we don't plan to add any new program, except for the English translation, of Fontes you are listening to. We'll make just a little changes to the way the various files of the episodes are named. The website had new pages added this year, but during the third Pagan Memory year, we would like to restyle it a bit and make some changes in the way pages are linked, in order to highlight on the homepage the use of various media. About media, the part of the project that consists in video documentaries has been slowed down because we plan to move all the videos on our own website. We also tried to open a Mogulus channel because we wanted to make longer documentaries than those on YouTube, and maybe also some live programs, but the Mogulus until now has disappointed us because of the scarce quality of streaming that is often interrupting. So we first want to complete the new pages with our old videos and then create new videos. We would like also to make a news program about the European Pagan Memory Day project, but we are still looking for the right place to record it. No new production of educational CD-ROMs last year. This year we have some ideas in mind about this, but this kind of production is very time-consuming, so maybe we won't be able to complete these ideas within the third Pagan Memory year. I won't say more about this because I don't want to make spoils. The smaller projects that are connected to the European Pagan Memory Day project have developed well during last year. For the survey of sacred sites reused for Christian churches, the operator manual of the new version has been published, but only in Italian, and the English translation is coming soon. And within the end of the year, the new version of the survey should become available both on CD and on the internet. For the other project, The Myth Where You Don't Expect It, a Flickr group has been created and new photos have been taken. But we need pictures coming from every angle of Europe to develop this project more and more. The creation of the group on Flickr, anyway, is not fully satisfying, because some people misunderstood the aims of the group, so we are thinking about what shall we do. Shall we move all our photos on our site and ask people to allow us to publish them there, or shall we find another kind of web tool? We also would like to make an exhibition of these photos, but at the present moment we don't have enough people to face something like this. For the same reason, we think we won't be able to perform anything but the Pagan Memory Day right outside the internet, even though we would like to. We have many ideas but so little time. So for the moment that's all. Fontes will come back next month. See you on the web and on our blog, http://paganmemoryday.blogspot.com.